In Britain, the Christmas pantomime is part of a long comic tradition. The characters are the same over the years. There's always lots of noisy comedy and raucous songs for the children, and a bit of current political humor for the parents. In colonial Hong Kong, a community theater group that's been around since the end of the Second World War has kept up the tradition, and it's popular with Westerners and Hong Kong Chinese. This year, the show features Aladdin in China. The possibilities for political cracks are clear. The Hong Kong players say it's all good fun, but they wonder whether this is the last year they can get away with some of these jokes. NPR's Mary Kay Magstead went to one of the performances in Hong Kong and has this report.
It's just an hour to showtime, and the stage is filled with boisterous kids in Chinese silk pajamas and cartoonishly clad adults warming up for tonight's performance. There's the villain dressed in drab brown and practicing his scowls. There's the diminutive Emperor Chop Suey, his imperious wife, the towering Empress Dragona. And then there's a middle-aged British guy wearing inch-long eyelashes and a frouffy pink dress. He plays the mother of Aladdin and Aladdin's airheaded brother, Wishy-Washy.
My character is Widow Twenky. I am the mother of Aladdin and Wishy-Washy. And I'm the grand old dame of the pantomime, which means I am the idiot male dressed up as a woman in this pantomime. I am the light relief for all in between the serious stuff.
David Hassey is the chairman of the Hong Kong Players. He's been part of the Christmas pantomime for each of the past 18 years, quite often playing the grand dame.
The pantomime is a basic story like Aladdin, with songs and dancing and a lot of comedy. It's a bit like a vaudeville act within a play.
And it's told in such a slapstick way that a three-year-old can enjoy it, since this is mostly for kids. But traditionally, a pantomime also has enough satirical nudges to keep grown-ups amused, too. This being the last year before Hong Kong reverts to Chinese control, the Hong Kong Players decided to have a little extra fun in acting out the story of Aladdin in China. Enter the Emperor and Empress of China and their beautiful daughter, the Princess Sei Wen. Anyone familiar with the story of Aladdin knows that he falls in love with the princess and, overcoming adversity with the help of a magic genie, finally wins her hand. But in this version of the story, there are a few extra twists. Here at the Imperial Palace, the villain Abenazer is disguised as a magician performing for the princess's birthday. One of his tricks is a sly reference to Britain's future in Hong Kong. He conjures up a cardboard version of the Royal Britannia yacht and then, with a shrug of disdain, pulls out a pistol and sinks it.
I always wonder about the politically correctness of a show like this, but they get away with it.
Stephen McChesney, an American, is one of the show's stage managers. He says the panto is all about poking fun at everyone, especially the British themselves. But he wonders how the panto will play when Beijing, not London, rules Hong Kong.
The panto for 1998 could be the same show, making digs at Britain and digs at China, but maybe the panto in 2010 would be a lot more chilly in terms of feeling the pressures, however they may come across.
Meanwhile, though, the chorus of pigtailed workers at Widow Twankey's Chinese Laundry can't resist a pun. They sing about Governor Chris Patten and Chief Secretary Anson Chan, both known for standing up to China, and holding up long johns with holes cut in the seats. They play on the fact that Hong Kong's elected legislators will lose their seats in the Legislative Council once China takes over next year. Just good, clean fun. Next year, it'll all come out in the wash. I'm Mary Kay Magstead reporting.